Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. Today, we have a phenomenal spirit on the phone with us, on the show with us, and ready to share what she does, how she does it, with the passion, fervor, and love that she has for trying to not only help people, but to help people understand something that's critical in their lives and that they should actually make a part of their lives, because we're all on life's journey, so to speak. Again, today we get to talk to Sonia J. Foster, and she is the CEO and founder of Foster Farewell Photographies. And she's a native of the Hampton, Virginia area, and she's worked in many different jobs. I mean, this lady's worked from hard type of labor type work to actually more what we would call professional, artistic, and detailed work. And the detailed and artistic work is what she puts into what she does. Sonia does funeral photography. I like to call it part of life's journey photography. And she likes to tell people that it's not about the deceased part, but it's also about the living. It's about capturing those moments that a lot of us miss in our up and down life and our time of grieving. You know, so her main thing is that we're celebrating the celebration of life, not the fact that we've just lost somebody. But anyway, I don't want to steal any of Sonia's thunder, because she truly is an incredible person with an incredible message and a gift to share with you that will last you your lifetime and the lifetimes of others. Again, today we're going to talk about funeral photography, why you should do it. And this is part two. So I would advise everybody to not only get in touch with Sonia, but to also listen to part one. And that way you'll get more of a rounded picture. Again, I'm going to shut up because I don't want to talk anymore. Sonia, how are you today?
Hello, Zurian. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm never going to do as good as you, but I'm still trying.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah,
thank
Sonia
you so much for having me on your show.
Definitely a phenomenal individual. And all of you should not only reach out and meet her and talk with her, but also take advantage of the phenomenal service that she has to offer. So, Sonia, the last time that we did the show, we talked something about the natural aspects of passing away. This time, we're going to try to talk a little bit about that, so I'm going to ask for a short recap, but we're going to also talk about what you have to offer people and how you help them to pull this entire thing together. You know, like we've got the birds and the cicadas in the background. Again, life, spirit, nature. This is all part of the cycle, correct?
That's correct. That's
outstanding.
Correct.
So give us a little recap about what we talked about on show one, and then from there we'll move forward. But a real short snapshot, because people really need to hear that first show.
All right. Well, thank you again for allowing me to be on the show. I'm very excited about continuing the conversation about Foster Farewell Photography. And what Foster Farewell Photography is an opportunity for people who have lost a loved one to have photographs made during the services so that they can have those memories forever. And basically what we talked about in the first show is how I'm on this journey. I found it's a journey in terms of educating people about it being okay to make photographs at funerals. And as we agreed, no one really wants to talk about death. It's not an easy subject. And with that said, people don't make an association with death and photography. And so when I speak to people about what it is I do, those who may not have heard it before or it may seem strange to them are fascinated And I can tell them that there are wonderful benefits to taking photographs at funerals. And that was the gist of our first show. I think a moment ago when you said I've had different jobs, I have. It's amazing that I'm now doing what I do, considering I started as a clerk typist at Newport News Shipbuilding, and then I became an apprentice pipe fitter at Newport News Shipbuilding. I was working on aircraft carriers and on ships, and then I moved from there to becoming an editorial assistant at a newspaper, and that's where I started typing obituaries. And I recall the reason for me being interested in the position in the first place was I was transitioning from Newport News Shipbuilding, from being a clerk typist, from being an apprentice to newspapers. And ultimately, I wanted to be a photojournalist at a newspaper. And while I was attending Old Dominion University, I was able to get this position at the Virginian Pilot, and I was an editorial assistant. So the short side is that it was a foot in the door. And I took this job, and, you know, I didn't know what it was going to be involved, of course, because it was definitely something new. You don't see a lot of positions that necessarily advertise for that, but it really prepared me for my position, my company, for what is Foster Farewell Photography, because I had many experiences with people who had just experienced the loss of a mother, a father, a dear friend, and they were coming to the newspaper to place an obituary. Now, that was in the 90s, mid-90s, when I was at the Virginian Pilot, and they've since changed some of these things, but you would physically walk into the newsroom and place an obituary. And some people would actually not really have anything prepared until after they got there. So they were literally writing from scratch an obituary that they had to then give to me so that we could put it in the newspaper. And they hadn't, they were still dealing with the you know, the rawness of the loss. And so, you know, it was not uncommon for me to be sitting across from a daughter who was writing an obituary for her mother who had just passed, you know, earlier in the day or maybe an hour or two before, and they were wiping away tears. So that really changed me now that I look at it in terms of, you know, having compassionate and looking at death in a different way. Now, since that time, and during that time, I've had, you know, many close people in my life pass away. My mom passed away. My father passed away. I've had aunts pass away. My grandmother. I mean, just very close people, and also other friends, parents pass away. And you know, loss is never easy, but it did change my perspective. And I'll go as far as to say that, you know, my belief in a higher power has actually, you know, changed that as well. And so from that, I look at death as actually being liberating from the worries of the world and from this life and moving on to a better place.
Again, every time I listen and talk to you, I get a different understanding of what you do and how you do it, and it truly is a gift to everybody that understands or gets an understanding. And if they don't even have an understanding, the fact that they go ahead and do it is probably going to change their life and have a very positive effect on their present and their future. Because again,
absolutely,
yeah. Again, a lot of people, you know, it's like you said, there's a birth, and eventually there'll be an end of that birth, but they should be celebrating that person's life. So with that said, let's talk about some of the positive experiences that you've had with some of your clients and some of the responses that you've gotten from them.
Wonderful. Well, I did have the pleasure of photographing a celebration of life not too long ago. And this was the sister of the deceased, and she made it clear to persons who'd come to this location. It was actually at the National Harbor. It was on the water. It was beautiful. And she made it clear at the very beginning of the program that this was a celebration of life. And she said to the guests, she said, "My brother had a good life. And yes, we will cry, but he's in a better place. And we are here to celebrate his life and his legacy." And people got up. First of all, people traveled from the West Coast, traveled from all over to join in this celebration. And it was amazing how one by one they went to the microphone and just spoke about this gentleman and told stories, probably that, you know, possibly only they and he knew, to people about, you know, years ago had an experience. I mean, and it was, could have been elaborate, could have been at an award show, could have been at church, could have been at someone's home. But they, one by one, just talked about how caring and giving he was. And they were, there was also an opportunity in there where one of the guests pulled out the Bible and, you know, read a scripture, and they started singing, and everyone was participating. I mean, it was like a mini church service going on in there, which was fantastic. And then after that, they had a band, a jazz band, perform while the guests were eating, and again the sun was setting and was right there on the water, and I mean it was a wonderful celebration. And the sister just wanted me to take pictures of everything. She wanted everything documented. She wanted the guests coming in. She wanted all the very nice details, the flowers. They had photographs of him, you know, from birth on, and they had them well presented, and vases and flowers. And they had it very well done in terms of it being a festive type of atmosphere. And I photographed the setup, and it was catered, and photographed the food, and people just hadn't seen each other in a long time, and, you know, there were hugs and smiles, and everyone, of course, was very supportive of the sister and her family, and they were just happy to be there to celebrate his life. And I really enjoyed it, especially after I saw the images, which were beautiful and really showed, were able to tell the story of the day, which is what images are supposed to do. She wanted that, and I was able to provide that, and so she'll have those images forever, she and her family, to look at them and see how great that day was. I also had the opportunity recently, I went back home to Hampton, Virginia, which is where I'm from. One of my very dear friends, I mentioned Newport News Shipbuilding earlier, because that was my actually very first job. And a gentleman by the name of Earl Baldwin, who is well-known throughout Newport News Shipbuilding, he retired like a year and a half ago after 52 years at Newport News Shipbuilding. So needless to say, a lot of people know him. And unfortunately, he passed away not too long ago, and I spoke with his daughter, and, you know, she didn't know about me, but when I heard that he had passed on, and I really felt like this would be something for the family to have, and I was honored to offer my services to them, because he was very impactful in my life. When I started in Newport News Shipbuilding, I was in my 20s, and I was green, and he just helped me through a lot of my journey in terms of becoming more of an adult. And I just felt like I wanted to do that for them. And I remember speaking with her about it, and she said to me, she says, "This is wonderful. You are an angel." And she said, I hadn't thought about still images. She hired a videographer to provide a slideshow, you know, of images of him, of her father down through the years, but hadn't thought about having photographs made the day of. And so I went down there and was able to photograph the visitation and the funeral and the graveside service and the repast. and just loved being there. And again, people stood up and talked about the memories and, I mean, the laughs that were expressed and the wonderful time they had with this man who had such an impact on their lives. And it's wonderful to be there, to feel like I'm a part of this, you know, whether I know the person personally or not, but really feel like I'm providing something for that family that they really appreciate, and they're going to have it forever. And they can always, when they want to, when they feel like it, you know, at an anniversary, around holidays, maybe at the person's birthday, to be able to go back and find those images and really appreciate what that person meant to them and what that person meant to so many other people. And so,
you know,
Go ahead, Dorian.
Yeah, I'm here. I had a conversation with somebody once, and they were telling me that when you die, people shouldn't mourn your death. They should celebrate the fact that you were born. And that's basically what you're doing. You're helping people to celebrate the fact that they had the opportunity to experience this person and sharing how much they loved, cared for, and appreciate the fact that that person was a part of their life. So that's really instrumental. And with what you were saying just a second ago, you made a point of talking about you feeling a part of it. The other thing is that I was looking at several of your pictures, and the way that you took the pictures, it's like you weren't even there. It was almost like, you know, when you're watching a television show and the pictures are taken and you forget that it's a television show and you think it's real. You were taking pictures of people and you weren't intrusive, you weren't in the way, you weren't, you know, it was like you weren't there, yet you captured everything, which is awesome.
And I appreciate you making that observation, and that is the role of a photojournalist, is to not be in the way, but to capture the event, what's going on, what everyone is seeing, without getting in their way of seeing it. And as you can imagine, at a funeral, you know, everyone's solemn and kind of drinking in the day and what's going on and observing what's going on around them. So I would contend that people are hypersensitive. And so when you're walking around with a camera, you stand out whether you want to or not. But my role is, yes, I'm walking around with a camera, but I'm not trying to be a part of what you see. So I appreciate you making that observation about my images. And going back to this funeral in Hampton, you know, they were very nice. They, meaning the church, the funeral home as well, allowed me the opportunity to take photographs when the family wasn't there. And that was a pleasant surprise.
Well, you know, too, what I think is, I think that more funeral homes, churches, and organizations, they should be listening to this show and they should be getting your information. And that's another service that they could provide to the people that are going through this stage of what's going on in their lives. So that could be huge. But before we continue, could you share with us how we can get in contact with you if anybody wants to use your services, ask you a question, any of the above?
Certainly. You can call me directly at 571-308-8374. I'm on the web at fosterfarewellphoto.com. I'm on Facebook, Foster Farewell Photography. I'm on Twitter at farewell_photo. I'm everywhere. So if you Google Foster Farewell Photography, I should come up somewhere. So please give me a call. Email me. And my email is info@fosterfarewellphoto.com. zurianshow.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to get in contact with her and you missed any of that, it's also at the bottom of the show page. Again, please share it with everyone. Also, Sonia is one of those people that if you call her, she will come, if at all possible. So distance, it's as far as her being there, it's negotiable. Anyway, if anyone would like to call into the show, again, this is call into the show, it's 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. Please continue, Sonia.
All right. Well, I agree with you in terms of churches and funeral homes and, you know, families being aware that this service is offered, because again, I believe it really is a good thing for families to be able to revisit the images and really see how much of an impact their loved one and how much a legacy their loved one had. The other thing, though, in terms of educating people is, this is something I believe in terms of the photography that in revisiting the images, et cetera, it helps with the grieving process. As we know, when we experience a loss, it's overwhelming. But there's still a lot to be done. Still have to prepare, still have to make sure things are in order. I mean, even after the actual funeral, there's still so much that has to be done. And all of it can be overwhelming and just too much. And then you're still, you know, trying to live your life, going to work every day, taking care of your responsibilities. But when you have the photos, when things are quiet, when family and friends have gone back to their states and to their homes, and maybe you have some time, it's wonderful to be able to have the photographs, to have them in a really nice book, hardback book, where you can really look at the presentation, really adds to that as well, and to grieve and to experience closure, but to still remember that person and to not be necessarily sad, but to say, you know, my uncle really had an impact. You know, my dad really had a lot of friends. He made a lot of difference. And, you know, that's what those photographs do. And I think it really helps people in terms of my perspective when I'm taking photographs is, again, because of my experience as an obituary writer, because I've had loss in my family. And when my mom was transitioning and she lived with me, I took photographs of her through that entire process. And as a matter of fact, her anniversary death date was June 1st. And I posted a photograph of her I'd taken early on when she moved in with me in an in-home hospice on my Facebook page. And, you know, that photograph brings me comfort. It's just, you know, it's something about that photograph that says, you know, that was my mom, I loved her, and she's gone on, but I'll always have that photograph. And, you know, being able to share that with my friends, because then people are very supportive and they give you posts and, you know, I'm sending you hugs that way, I'm praying for you that way. And, you know, those things are wonderful to be able to have that. But had I not ever taken a photo, I wouldn't have a photo. So photographs are wonderful things. And I think people understand that. They just have to translate that into the end of life arena and respect that, understand that, and embrace that in terms of how impactful it can be in that stage of our life as well.
Oh, you're absolutely right. We look back at old pictures and we think, you know, about that person. Again, this is part of the circle of life. Again, this celebration of not only the celebration that they were here, and you're celebrating the fact that you got the opportunity. Right now we have a caller. Let me see if that caller has a question. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm fine today. Z, how are you?
I'm fine. Did you have a question or a comment for Sonia?
I want to thank Sonia. Sonia, that's her name, right?
Yes, Sonia.
I was listening and just wanted to say thank you for sharing the information with me and others. I'm quite sure would appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, and I appreciate
you
listening. Thank you very much, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're quite welcome, dear.
Wonderful.
All right. Let's go.
I'm glad somebody's listening.
That's a great blog talk. We listen live, and we can listen after, so this somebody can listen to 3 weeks from now or an hour from now and still get that information.
Oh, that was
so
wonderful
awesome.
For her to call in. Yes, that was wonderful for her to call in and say that. That's really done my heart well today.
Very cool, very cool. Well, you're doing a lot of people a service, even the people that don't realize it. Like you said earlier, you know, the fact that you're able to capture what you're able to capture and what you're bringing to them is priceless, because those are family members that you are not going to see them until there's another death. You're not going to remember that they were there because you're so involved with the moment. So, again, so much of our lives slip by us, and even after slips by us, because we're what we call deletion creatures. We're constantly deleting stuff because our minds are elsewhere. This is something that's going to give people a chance to refocus on the event and see it in a different light, which is a beautiful thing. We've got about 3 minutes left, Sonia. Go ahead, continue. I'm sorry.
No, well, I think the caller who called in, which, again, I appreciate that, I wanted to also say in terms of my foster farewell photography and the services that I provide, I also, you know, have been speaking with seniors about my services in terms of portrait photography for seniors. You know, many of our seniors are retired. They're in assisted living facilities, they're in retirement homes, and we still should be making photographs of them. So I also offer the senior photographs for people, because they're resting now, they've lived their lives, you know, hopefully they you know, some of them are chilling, you know, and they're having a good time, they're still active, they're golfing, they're walking, they're enjoying their grandkids. And so, you know, I also provide those services for seniors. So if any of our seniors are listening, you know, please give me a call. I love the seniors, you know, because they say what's on their mind. They are uninhibited, okay? I remember my grandmother, before she passed, she'd say whatever she wanted to. And you respect them for that because they've earned it, you know? So with them being in their twilight years, it's still wonderful opportunities to make photographs of them as well. So my farewell, you know, is not only for those who have actually moved on, but those who are in their twilight years as well. Just wanted to say that too. Yes, absolutely. I love.
I think I know some people I can share that with.
Hmm.
Not a problem. How you say, I'm always trying to connect people. I'm working at it. I'm going to get good one day.
You're fantastic. You're always doing that. You do a great job at it. You really do. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing everything with us. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about funeral photography and why you should do it. And today we have the pleasure and honor of talking with Sonia Y. Foster, who is the CEO and founder of Foster Farewell Photographies. And she not only does farewell photography, she also does work with seniors and trying to get those. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a ton of you that have grandchildren that have gotten to a certain stage in life, and you need to see Sonia so you can get those pictures out of the way. Because, again, once that person's gone, they're gone. But you want to remember a full circle. Don't be one of the people going to a funeral and you're crying because of guilt, because you didn't do what you needed to do. Be crying because you got to enjoy every moment of that person's life. Sonia, was there anything else you'd like to share with us before we end?
Just want to again thank you, Zurian, for having me on for yet a second time. Thank those of out there who are listening. I appreciate you again. Please think about me. Foster Farewell Photography, cherish every moment. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, ladies and gentlemen, and you have a great day, Sonia, and week and month and all that. Call Sonia. Stop playing around. Yeah. Stop wasting time. Start doing what you need to do, because once those moments are gone, they're gone forever. Again, if you'd like to get in contact with Sonia, her number, her phone number is 571-308-8374. Her email is info@fosterfarewellphoto.com. Her email address, if you'd like to look at her work, is www.fosterfarewellphoto.com. She's also on Twitter, and she is also on LinkedIn. And on LinkedIn, she is Sonia Foster. Sonia Foster, and that's S-O-N-J-A-F-O-S-T-E-R. Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. We hope that we continue to bring you good and useful information, and that you'll share that information with everyone that you can, because that's our goal, is to help you. Again, this is The Zurian Show. If you're not listening to us live, that's why we're here for you, because we also record the shows, and they're available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please feel free to share it. And up to that, have a great day, a great life, and be the best person you can be. Take care, and again...